This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
104.1 FM KMOX, your voice of the Cardinals, is broadcasting live from Kegs and Eggs, presented by Budweiser. Is also sponsored by St. Louis Composting, building something that lasts, and create the ultimate raised bed garden with St. Louis Composting. And by Rally House, your city, your house, Rally House.
Final hour of our show today from Kegs and Eggs, a Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. It is Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji. Dave Glover and Kevin Wheeler take over when we are finished. The ball game starts at 3:15 today. Again, 2:30 is when all the pregame ceremony stuff starts at Busch. So if you're coming down, get down here early so you can get into the ballpark in time. We have with us now the Spanish broadcast team for the St. Louis Cardinals, Benji Molina and Polo Asensio with us. You both look great right now in your suits.
Just right now?
Well, I mean, you always look...
Polo, you're right. This guy is an amateur. I think you guys look great. You look sharp, imposing all the time. That's why I didn't even notice.
Thank you.
This guy, he doesn't get it.
No, he doesn't get it.
Oh, just because Amy stole a pocket square from Chip Carey.
I'm still surprised he has a job. Like, I see other people come and go, and they disappear, and they appear somewhere else. This guy, he must know something about somebody because he keeps it.
So. Bro,
that's a great point of all the people walking out the door. How is it never him?
Cockroaches always survive the nuclear blast, you know?
Buenos días. Contentos,
right.
Felices, Benji, Polo. I mean, we've done this show with you guys before. And it's opening day, Benji. I mean, why? If you need an excuse to look good like we always do, but today extra sharp, extra good, it's opening day.
Hey, let me tell you, this is the only day that we look sharp. That's it.
That's
so
what you
take
said.
Take advantage. You know, take a picture, save it at your house.
Yeah.
This is the only time.
My Christmas card.
Well, hold on.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You played baseball, so you traveled with teams. How many suits do you have?
The ones that fit me, three.
And that's because he just bought them 2 weeks ago at the men's warehouse.
What about counting all the suits that don't fit?
But I have like 50 suits.
Yeah.
50, yeah.
Well,
50.
It's close.
So,
but obviously, the ones before, I'm trying to work my way into it again.
Okay.
But no, I'm exaggerating. I think I have maybe 25.
Did you have the thing where the tailor comes into the clubhouse and then fits everybody, and then they go back and make suits for you?
My first 3 years in the big leagues, Percival, Mo Vaughn, and there was somebody, Gar Anderson, they
Gary
gave
Anderson,
me
yeah.
two suits each to pick.
Oh.
You know, and
so they bought you suits?
They bought me suits. So that right there is only six. And I still have them, you know. So it has some strings coming out and all that, but I'm wearing them, man. I mean, that's a gift. So I have a bunch. I mean, obviously, I changed my body have changed over the years, so I still have them. But the ones I wear, maybe 10.
Okay, I think I have two right now. Polo, how many do you have?
Suits, like complete suits, three. But sport jacket, like six or seven.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you just
change it up.
Like this one, I can wear it with gray, with blue, burgundy like today, my boots, you know, like the snake chain. I'm going with the snake ring over here and the wolf bracelet. And
You've got the bling, like the rubies and the diamonds and the pearls,
and
red,
And this is the thing, right? Like, Benji played baseball. He looks at people, he's like, that guy knows how to do it, right?
Yeah.
I never played baseball at this level, but I worked with broadcasters for years. And when I see somebody, the way they dress, you know, like Vin Scully and Jaime Jarrín for me in L.A. Yeah. And then we get here, Benji, and we talked about this before. Mike Claiborne, he's always looking sharp, especially opening day. So to me, I need to get to the level of Claves, at least during opening day, because he looks fantastic. So
out of respect,
too. We need to look good. Yes,
out of respect.
Out of respect for the occasion, for the fan base, for the team, for what we are celebrating today and every opening day. A new beginning is like Christmas. It's like a new year. Let's look good. Let's feel good. And, you know, let's kick some booty.
I love it. Well, and Claves is known for being a sharp dresser.
Yeah.
That's why. So are you saying my all-denim outfit was a bad choice?
No, it's not a bad choice.
Okay. Wait, we should ask Claves how many suits he has.
I want to know, if you walk into Claves' closet, can you turn left? That's always like a sign of someone who's really into clothes and suits, is if you can walk in and turn left.
I cannot think of something that he has worn twice.
Really?
Yes. And I'm sure he has, maybe, but I cannot think of anything like
but
that.
But wait, so. I'm the opposite. I can tell you a lot of things I wore twice, three times, four times. I'm the opposite.
I'm the same way. See, you have two options today. You dress like a professional like you guys or fans like us.
Like us.
That's what we've done.
But you just said it, fans.
Yeah.
They're fans
today.
Yeah.
We're not professionals at all. So this team, guys, what do you think? I mean, a lot of people have – it seems like the answer I get is, we'll see.
No, I don't think we'll see. And I've been saying this the last couple of days. You know, they use retooling,
rebuilding,
reconstruction, rebuilding. I'm like, no, this is not, it's not a rebuild. This is not a re-anything. If anything, is a continuation of what we've seen a couple of years. And usually people tend to get better with time, with experience, with baseball. And Mason Wynn, you know, he's young, but this is going to be his third season. Jordan Walker, parts of three seasons. Brandon Donovan, parts of, five, six seasons now. So find me besides, who is a rookie in this team? Nobody. Everybody has had experience, and everybody has been here before. So it's not like you are changing everything. No, you're not changing anything. You're just making sure that the guys that you have in your system get the opportunity and do something big. And I believe in this team. I really do. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And I'm pumped. I'm pumped for what it's going to be on the field with the veterans, Nolan and Wilson Contreras, Sonny Gray, Miles Michaelis. I like it. I really do.
You guys saw the spring training. There's so much talent. I know the numbers for some didn't add up in spring training, but I've been in a lot of those guys that don't have a good spring come here when the lights are on and they go and tear it up. So I've been there. We're just hoping for that. I think we have so much talent, so much, like the word they like to use, potential, you know, with these kids. Obviously, it's time for them to show it in between the lines, right? We can talk all we want that he could hit 30, he could hit 40, he could hit 300, he could steal 100 bases. But we can say it, but it's time for these young guys and the veterans. I don't think the veterans are going to have any trouble. I think that Contreras, Arenado, They're gonna have a good year, a great year. But these young guys, everybody's talking about young. Okay, you're young, but in between those lines, it's time for them to show, I am here to stay. And if you're looking back into the AAA, AA, we're packed up. You know, doing the game in Memphis the other day, I saw that Redbird team, and I was like, oh, my goodness, starting from Jose Fermin, Koperniak, then you go Jimmy Crooks, player of the year, and you keep going down.
Cesar Prieto,
all those guys, and then the pitching.
Yeah.
Matthews.
McGreevy. Yeah.
There's a lot of depth there.
You know,
you mentioned a name that everybody's been talking about, and I'm not talking about Nolan, because Nolan is going to do Nolan things. You know, he's going to play great third base. He's going to hit 25, 30 home runs. But the guy that I am, obviously, every single one of them, but what we saw with Wilson Contreras, a very loose Wilson Contreras is a dangerous Wilson Contreras for the opposition. He doesn't have to carry the catcher's gear. He doesn't have to carry the weight of the pitching staff.
Yeah.
All he has to do is get in there, do his job, and do it well. And I saw him in spring training make some crazy plays already at first base. So I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about the other teams because this guy, I mean, if he gets going, watch out.
Yeah, well, Benji, obviously, you were a catcher. What are some things that maybe, like, I'm not thinking of, obviously, I didn't play, not a catcher, that Wilson has to deal with, learn from going from behind home plate to first base? It can't be that easy of a transition, can it?
I don't think it's easy. I think the player will dictate that. I think Wilson was a shortstop. He has great hands, great instinct. I don't know if you guys saw the double play he made in first base. The only time he makes that double play is throwing the ball to the head of the runner. So the runner has to duck and the catcher has time to throw the first. But that's just the smart him.
Yeah.
But the only thing that he's going to have to learn, I think, is the throw off to the line where the runner's coming. That might be something that has to be taught, like how to get it so he doesn't get hit by the runner.
Right.
That's the only fear I have. Other than that, he's going to adjust fine. He's going to be great at first base. It's like Polo said, he's off, man. He got all that weight off. He doesn't have to call the game. He doesn't have to do any of that for 9 innings. He's free. Mm. And he looked great in spring training. So let's hope for more of that.
So coming from a catching family like you come from, just how – I mean, we've seen your brother. You had a long career. We've seen your brother for like 20 years play every single day. How hard is that on your body, and how do you recover from it to be able to play as much as he did and as you did?
You know what? My body is not even close to his body. My body was not in shape. So he is in great shape, man. So he could have caught 180 games a season and do it like nothing. I mean, that he is that strong. But going to first, you take all that pressure off your knees, your back, and then the injuries that happens, the foul balls, all that stuff. He's in heaven right now. And I saw Buster Posey do it. I saw Joe Mauer, who's a Hall of Famer now, from catcher to first base. So there's many of them that have done that jump. I don't see anything bad about him going to first. I think everything great about him going to first. Hmm.
Tell us about the Spanish broadcast this year, because Polo, we've talked about it a lot with so many Spanish speaking players, but then also their families, for them to be able to hear the game in Spanish, and just how it's growing the game, supporting the game. What do fans need to know?
MLB does a great job of growing the game, right? Like we just saw a series in Japan, last season Korea, some games in Mexico spring training. So this is part of that. Right, you talk about the players and their families and their families' families and their families' friends and my friends, his family, my family, your family, tu familia, mi familia, todos somos familia, you know? So Cardinal Nation is everywhere. And we talk about this before. We, you know, during the games, where are you listening from? And we get tweets or X's or whatever you want to call that, Instagram messages, people everywhere listening through the app, through FanDuel Sports Now, the SAP with La Tremenda 880, free on La Tremenda app. I mean, there's so many different ways to listen to our broadcast that it's very easy for anybody to listen. And not only that, and I am very proud to say this, you know, with Selena Allen always helping us, Ben Boy coming in, replacing kind of Ann Carroll and what she did for years here in St. Louis. Now we have the largest Spanish broadcast network in MLB.
Wow.
Even though we're only scheduled to do home games, but I feel that at one point they're going to say, you know what, let's go on the road and do some games this season. Only home games, but we have the largest network, and we're talking about L.A., you know, a lot of Latinos in L.A., San Diego, New York, Chicago, Florida, and we have that. So that tells you how much the Cardinals, and like I said, Ben, Selena, Kyle Dengis, our new boss, Anouk, and all them, are trying to make it grow, to help it grow, and to make sure that baseball is not only a thing in English for Cardinal Nation, because Benji and I see it, there's a lot of Latinos that don't speak English. They root for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And that, to me, it makes me feel very, very proud. And what, Benji, 2016, two games. Now we're going into our 10th season. I mean, goosebumps.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand that the family of the players, they don't speak English. They don't.
Yeah.
So they can hear it anywhere in English, but they don't know English. So now they have an opportunity. They have an option to not only the fans, right, but the families of these kids. And, you know, we have family coming in, uncles and cousins and moms and dads coming in to us and say, oh, man, we love it because now we understand what they talk about our son and
my nephew. Oh, that's awesome. That's like goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We get that all the time. So it's very important that we can do that.
I think Benji had it too, an experience with Ivan Herrera, his mom. You know, she was visiting from Panama. And when I was going to meet her, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Ivan Herrera's mom. Oh, she treated me like if I was, I don't know, Justin Bieber or Harry Styles or one of those. Kendrick Lamar. Like, oh, my God, Polo. She was touching my face. Señor Polo. I'm like, no, I'm just whatever. She's like, oh, my God, where's Benji? I'm like, he's somewhere. He's going to show up. So, you know, go to the point that Benji said, like, their families are adopting us as part of their family now. And it's happened, you know, from day one, from the very first day we got here to this season, and it's not going to stop. It's going to keep on growing.
And also, we found out in spring training that the academy in Dominican, they're listening to our games.
That's great.
The guys see them in this big room, a lot of chairs, and they're watching the game, listening to us.
That's great.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Come on, man. Those are great things that we have to mention, because it's what we hear. Yep. You know, well, we want to touch everybody.
You guys are awesome.
For those kids, I mean, I don't want to say that I'm inspirational for anybody, but those kids listening to us and the emotion that we put to the broadcast, they want it. Mm-hmm. You know, they want it. And every time, you know, when we walk around camp and spring training, the players come to us and they know who we are. And to me, that's still very humbling. And they're like, hey, you know, one day I'm like, yep, you keep working hard and hopefully I'll be here. So hopefully, you know, those kids listening into Dominican or even in Florida with the single A, they get to play here and we get to play the games. And that's really, really cool.
We'll get you guys on the road this year.
Let's go.
It'd be awesome to.
Hey, when you do that, let us know.
Yeah. Well, I will. I mean, we'll start a GoFundMe or something, we'll just talk to Cardinals into sending.
Yeah. The good news is we're gonna push to send you guys on the road. The bad news is we are probably the least important people around.
No, you're not.
Oh yeah, we can.
Come on, Amy.
To help you.
Come on.
You got pool. You got pool. Hey,
you have the voice.
He does.
You have the microphone, and you have the attention of the people. That's powerful.
Okay.
Right.
That's very powerful.
You hear that, Steve Moore? This is powerful.
That is very,
now,
very...
Now, give us a raise.
That is very, very powerful. Speaking of going on the road, if any sponsors, anybody who has a business, they want to sponsor on Spanish radio, talk to Ben Boyd, talk to Selena Allen, talk to Benji, talk to Polo, and let's make it happen, because we understand. It's a business, right? Nobody wants to lose money in businesses, and, oh, they don't lose money. You know, you don't make a business to give money away. You know, you can help others and whatever. But, sponsors, come in. Let's go. Vamanos.
Also sponsor us, too. Damn. Polo Asensio, Benji
Molina.
It's not
about you. It's not about you.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it's kind of about us.
Oh, my God.
Not right now.
We're
not
here.
Right now.
No. Oh, guys.
Today it's about everybody.
Guys, go do it. We love
will.
You.
Vamos.
Thank
Polo
you.
Asensio, Benji Molina.
Gracias.
You guys are the best. It is Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. Yeah, we're at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. And then when we are finished at 12 o'clock, Kevin Wheeler, Dave Glover. It is a Dave Glover show coming in a little bit earlier. They're going to do some baseball stuff. They'll have John Mozeliak and Bernie Miklas and some other surprises, like Tom Lawless, I think, is stopping by maybe.
Nice.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on. And
all
maybe some
sorts of people are filtering
all
through.
Kinds of surprises. I love opening day. This is the best. I love all these people here. It's going to be a full ballpark today. So I've been saying this. I'll reiterate it.
Yep.
Come down early.
Yeah.
It'll take some time to get through security.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss the opening ceremony. ceremony stuff, which starts at 2:30. The gates are going to open at 12. So if you want to get in early and watch BP and all that stuff and go look around the ballpark, and there's some new stuff. Remember, hey, yesterday, Amy?
Yes.
$5 draft beers up in right field.
That's insane. That is so fun.
Up kind of where the Budweiser Terrace
the
is.
The whole atmosphere of opening day is so much fun. We're obviously at Kegs and Eggs, and I'm looking around and I'm seeing plates of eggs, which is awesome. Scrambled eggs. Have you seen the scrambled eggs?
I've had some scrambled
eggs.
We
haven't had eggs at Kegs and Eggs in 100 years.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Not really 100, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
So I love that there are eggs here. All the people filtering around Kegs and Eggs. I will say this. I mean, obviously, like, Tom Ackerman here was here with Vince Coleman. Polo and Benji were here. We talked to Bill DeWitt III. Chip Carey. Everyone's in suits.
Yeah, everybody.
I feel a little underdressed.
No, I think this is right. This is right for us. We're not supposed to look good.
We've got John Rooney and Ricky Horton next, so they're already sitting down. Yeah. They're in suits.
And this is the last time, unless they get to the playoffs, that all these people will be in suits. Amy Marks Coors, Chris Ranji, let's do that. We'll get to a break. We'll take one now. When we come back, we are going to be joined by the broadcast team of Cardinals Baseball on 104.1 FM, John Rooney and Rick Horton. They are next on KMOX. It's opening day, baby. Chris and Amy show from Ballpark Village at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. It is Kegs and Eggs for us today, and we always talk to these guys. It is Rick Horton, John Rooney, part of the Cardinals,
we're two-thirds of the broadcast team,
along with Mike Claiborne, and they are with us now here on opening day. What's going on, fellas? Good to see you.
Well, nice little party you have going here. It's a nice tent that you put together for Kegs and Eggs this year.
We put up bricks this year.
It took longer to build.
I've already had my eggs, and it seems like it was... Well, about a year ago, we were doing this same thing, and it's kind of a nice tradition that we get to visit with you guys and kind of kick off the new year, and there's always hope and excitement when a new year happens.
And what was your nickname in college?
Keg.
Keg?
Yeah.
Was it?
And I'm not even telling you why, but...
Wait, but that's... You can't
yeah,
do
you
that.
Don't do...
That's
I'm
breaking
sorry.
The rules.
Well, he brought it up.
well,
let's
John
just say...
So we have keg.
Let's just say I sampled the... some of the product that Anheuser-Busch, quite often. So they felt like that Keg was a good nickname for me.
Well, see, that's not bad.
That's a great
story. That's a great, I had a high school.
I don't have it on my resume, let's put it that way. But I do, occasionally I have some friends that still call me that.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
I had this high school teacher whose nickname was Crash and would never tell us why.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he crash parties? I got that nickname.
It could be a million things.
Now, wait a minute. Who's breaking the rules now?
Me? Wait, what did I do?
No, he did. Chris is. I want to know. I got to know the answer to that.
That's right.
I don't know. He never told us.
Who's Crash?
Teacher. I don't know. He wouldn't tell me.
This is bad radio.
Mr. Cook. Well, Amy, every day you're on.
I love this baseball conversation. It's so fun.
John, we're going to do so much baseball.
Oh, we are. It's a long year, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
But it's a great thing. And it's great to be back talking about it again. And, spring training is fun, but... you want games to count, and, you want to have the excitement of the fans here at the ballpark and it being a regular season big league game. And we've got that today. Just walking through the crowd here to get to be with you guys, I mean, it's just the energy is just crazy.
That's the thing I love about opening day. No matter what the prognosis for the team is, it's just people are here to celebrate and have a good time.
And that's the way baseball has been in St. Louis as long as I've been alive and been around it. It was always a dream of mine. I grew up over on the western side of the state, but we listened to Cardinal baseball religiously. And that's the thing about a baseball season. You follow it every day. You know what's going on with the players. You know who's hot, who's not, who's hurt, who's ailing, changes in the lineup and all that. And I'm just anxious to get back into the routine of that. And it all starts today. That's what makes it fun and great to follow.
So it's baseball, and it's also community. My favorite word in the English language is connection. I love to be connected with people. I think that we're kind of created to be that way. And, just as I was walking in here, I walked by a former teammate of mine who used to drive me to the park. Billy Lyons was a teammate of mine, and he was my ride to the park my rookie year in the big leagues, and I saw him right outside the door here.
Wow.
And so, baseball has a way of connecting people, not only friends, but just neighbors, and you were here with a common interest, which is great. And the common interest goes back too, which is part of what happens on opening day. You're celebrating 13 Hall of Famers, Cardinal Hall of Famers that represent a lot of decades of this.
Well, how about this connection? I was doing play-by-play for the Louisville Redbirds when Ricky was pitching. In Chicago, my first game with the White Sox, Ricky was the opening day starter.
We were against the
California Angels, and he shut them down for 8 innings and was the winning pitcher on opening day. And here we are on opening day working in the booth doing the Cardinals and the Twins.
Love the connection.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, I mean, to continue on that point, we talk about like multiple levels of connection here because St. Louis, the Cardinals are such a big part of the identity of the city. The team is personal to so many people. I think the sport itself tends to be more personal because it's every day, so it's integrated into people's lives. And then on the radio side of things, I think of all the mediums, radio is the most intimate. Like you're sitting in your car, you're driving, you're listening to John and Ricky, and it's just personal. It's something every day. It's like, even though I'm not talking back at the radio, although I guess sometimes we do, it's like having a conversation with you guys. I mean, you are part of so many St. Louisans' lives.
I've got to say something about John here, and I've heard this from so many people, and I see it and hear it on a daily basis, just how good he is at painting the picture of what's happening in the ballpark. And that's very comfortable, I think, for folks, because you can see it. You can't be there every day. I mean, we'd love to have you at the ballpark every day, but if you're not there, listen on the radio and listen to John tell that story of what he sees. And then, of course, overall is what's the story of the game? What's the storyline of Brendan Donovan, of Alec Burleson, of Wilson Contreras? And, you know, we try to bring that out as best we can.
And I'm going to say something else about John, too. I don't know if I've said this before to you, but I started working with the White Sox the year after John came down to St. Louis. And I will tell you that Sox fans were not happy.
They thought
you were unbelievable and were really upset to lose.
Well, I've always appreciated
that, Chris.
So Cardinals
fans are very lucky.
And I'm going back right before the All-Star break for the celebration of the 2005 World Series. They're going to unveil the statue of Mark Burley on Friday night and then honor the team on Saturday with a dinner Saturday night. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the guys. Of course, I'm looking forward then to the next year.
The 2006?
The 2006 Cardinals, and seeing everybody come back and, and being a part of that. That's been pretty special. My last call in Chicago was that last out of the 2005 World Series.
And then your last call of the following season.
Well, it was Mike's call.
Mike had the call in
06, but I was down in the clubhouse and got to be a part of that celebration. And, boy, you talk about fun, back-to-back years. Chris Carpenter at the parade. Hey, you just show up and get a ring? 18 years in Chicago it took to get one.
Well, it kind of feels that way when you think about celebrating year after year great Cardinal teams, and you got this year is the 85 team, which, by the way, was predicted to come in last place, and we went within one game of winning the World Series in 1985, so I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with this version of the young Cardinal team. That's what we were in 85, but wearing that ring today, and I'm going to see a lot of my buddies here today and throughout the year, and then, you know, 06 next year, 07 is the 87 team. It's great that we have such tradition of winning that we can celebrate so many things throughout the decade.
And that Twins team in 86 was last and then won the division with 85 wins the next year. And that was my 1 year with Minnesota before I went to Chicago. And then they ended up winning it all. So it is possible. But that 85 team led to the 87 team that may have been one of the best Cardinal teams I can recall.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Today was our first pitch breakfast with Vince Coleman. He was here telling stories about that 85 team. And for me, that was the first age where I can remember what was going on. And I understood what was happening. 82, I had a vague idea, but I was still very young. By 1985, I knew what was happening. And that team was so important to me just because it was such a formative year for me in my baseball fandom.
I don't think it's too much of a reach to say it was important to the city in 85. I think there was just something galvanizing about that team. Of course, I missed 82, but 85 was so energetic. It was such an exciting brand of baseball with Ozzie and Willie and Vince, and you know, John Tudor is going to be at the ballpark today. Was just as good a pitcher that year as we've seen. Of course, Bob Gibson was great too, but John Tudor in 1985 was phenomenal.
Ricky, I hope I haven't been lying all day because I thought you told a story about when you played for the Cardinals and your parents were in New York, that they could listen to the games on KMOX.
Yeah, well, you are not a liar.
Okay.
Liar. I mean, liar. I can't speak for the rest of your life, Amy, but at least on this subject. Yeah, no, it was one of those deals where, you know, you stick your arm out the window and you've got, you know, the aluminum foil at the end of the thing. And But, no, they actually could get Cardinal games and listen to Jack Buck and Mike Shannon when I played in New York. And you know how many miles
the way, Joe Madden became a fan because of KMOX and Coach Beilein. Another who followed the Cardinals very closely just because of the KMOX signal and listening to all the games.
Yeah, so, I mean, us moving to FM is great for us to have that signal. Yeah. And baseball, sports in general, but baseball really sounds great on FM. You pick up everything, all the detail, all the clarity. It's unreal.
But to that AM, the AM signal as well, when we've had, like, just random, say, like, political commentators on or whoever it may be, right, that's a guest on KMOX, could be from Kentucky, from Arkansas, and they'll say, do you know how excited I am? First, before we get into business, how excited I am to be on KMOX because I grew up listening to Cardinals baseball.
How about that?
From all over.
Sure. Yeah, John Grisham wrote a book on that. I mean, one of his one of his books was just on being a guy that listened to Cardinal baseball growing up, and he wrote all the other novels that he wrote. But it is part of a lot of people's lives, and Cardinal fandom is not St. Louis and Southern Illinois. It is so much wider than that.
And with the app now, you can cover it worldwide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No matter where a Cardinal fan may be, they can still listen to the ball game. But we hear from so many farmers who are out working the fields, truck drivers, and people traveling on vacation, and they're on their way to St. Louis, and we look forward to seeing all those people coming up here making those summer trips.
On X last year, I asked people, and I've told you guys this before, about, you know, where are you listening from? I got all 50 states plus District of Columbia during the game, but then they started, you know, I kind of said, I wonder what they're doing, and then they started putting pictures with it, and it was very cool to see them. They're fishing, and they're on their tractor, and I mean, it's just kind of a great, again, connection to our fan base.
So, and I'll add this, because I have the same, you know, what are you doing while you're listening to Cardinal baseball? I took a really last minute ski trip to Colorado, and it was the first time that I listened to Cardinals baseball while, and it was spring training baseball, but Cardinals baseball while skiing down a mountain. And I'm like, this is
that?
So cool.
How about that?
That's great. Was pretty fun.
So, yeah, there is an intimacy to this sport. I know, John, you call a lot of basketball, too, but there's something about baseball on the radio that is just, it's very, very
special. It's made
for
radio, Chris. Yeah. And when we've had great announcers, I grew up with Harry and Jack, and then Jack and Mike and Bob Starr and other announcers who came along to work with them, it's the pacing of the game, letting the crowd come up at the right moment. And it's here's the windup and the pitch and painting the picture. But that's what makes it special. I think baseball was made for radio.
Well, we can't wait to listen to you guys this year. 162, hopefully more than that. And we are looking forward to it on FM. Thank you for stopping by. Part of our opening day tradition.
Yeah, we were in the neighborhood. And,
actually.
You stayed for the whole game, Ricky?
I think I had planned on it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, me too. Just so you guys know, first pitch 3:15. Don't miss it.
I won't.
All right.
And we'll be listening to you guys, too.
Thank you. John Rooney.
They're on at 3:15?
All right. No.
All
the time.
John Rooney, Ricky Horton with us, the broadcast team for Cardinals baseball. Again, the broadcast will get going at 2:20. But we have really Cardinals talk going all the way up until then. And the first pitch at 3:15. The opening day ceremony is happening at 2:30. Come to the ballpark early if you want to get in and make sure that you don't miss out on that. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji live from Kegs and Eggs, 104.1 FM KMOX. Just a few more minutes until they kick us out. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji and Dave Glover and Kevin Wheeler will take over starting at 12. We are here at Kegs and Eggs, the celebration for the opening day for the St. Louis Cardinals. They will play the Twins at 3:15. Our broadcast, I lied, our pregame show broadcast starts at 1:35. So Glover and Wheels will go up until 1:35 when the Cardinals pregame show, the official Cardinals pregame show, takes over. And then there's going to be baseball today. Real, actual baseball that counts, it matters. It's a little cloudy, but it's still a good day for ball. Going to be a little bit of rain, but not enough to rain this game out.
Do you know what's so fun about being a native St. Louisan, working at KMOX, being here on opening day, is that I grew up listening to KMOX, obviously. I grew up listening to Cardinals baseball. And I still feel like a fan who, because of a clerical error, got access to, you know, all the inside baseball, no pun intended. Because when I talk to Michael Calhoun and Maria Kina in the newsroom, it's Michael Calhoun's voice. It's Maria Kina's voice. It's like a voice of authority that I know. I feel like they're giving, you know, they're telling me the news. Everything they say, I take seriously. And then here, sitting with John Rooney and Ricky Horton, and you're sitting there having a conversation. It's like the radio came to life. I don't know why it's so hard for me to process how much fun this is. Tom Ackerman. Tom Ackerman's been the sports director at KMOX for, what is it now, 24 years?
I knew Tom when he was 15. Years?
He still looks 15.
Yeah, it doesn't,
He is the man who never ages.
I'm not intimidated by him like you are.
I'm intimidated by everybody.
Are you intimidated by Matt Pajeski, our producer?
A little bit. I used to be intimidated by you. I listened to you on
the
radio.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway,
and now you know me.
So I just want everyone listening to know.
Never meet your heroes.
Never. First of all, never meet your heroes if their names are Chris Ranji. I think it's so cool to be here, and that's one of the many aspects of why Kegs and Eggs is so fun, because everyone's milling about.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're going to run into.
I love this crowd, and we did it a little different this year. Usually we are on the street in the tent right outside the old Mike Shannon's, and that's a great environment for it. But this is very good, too, especially if a little bit of rain comes through here and everybody is safe. And I like it. I like being here. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. Wherever Kegs and Eggs is, and I do love Cardinals Nation. Mm-hmm. I love coming to Ballpark Village. I think this is a great place. But to be part of this on opening day, we could have the thing on the moon for all I care. I love being a part of this.
It's fun to be a Cardinals Nation and look into Busch Stadium right now and know, okay, it's going to fill up in just a bit. And I just keep wondering, do you think that police officer that gave me a ticket is in his squad car right now?
Feeling bad about it?
Listening to KMOX 104.1 FM. And he's like, oh my gosh, that's that lady in the Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know I was speeding. I don't think I was speeding by 15. I think I was speeding by 10. I didn't even realize it. I wasn't even in a hurry, Ranj. I just can't get over this.
Did you look up how much the ticket is?
No, I didn't, because they don't put the price on.
No.
They don't put the price on the ticket.
Well, you have to look.
So anyway, if that officer is listening, I don't begrudge you. I was speeding.
So
I just didn't know I was speeding because I was so excited. But isn't that crazy? He pulled someone over on their way to Kegs and Eggs. That person was me.
Taking a look at our Mott's Madness tournament, Amy, which is heading to the Sweet 16 now.
Yep.
We should update people that we have done our runoff vote. And another one seed has been eliminated.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
The eight seed. That's a nice of pizza, has beaten Union Loafers in our Mott's Madness tournament.
Ranj,
I
think it's the name. I think people who have never eaten there, not that it's not great. I bet it's great. I am not poo-pooing That's a nice of pizza.
I don't know.
I'm just saying they've got everything going for them right now.
So That's a nice of pizza moves on to face Fortell's in the Sweet 16. So our Sweet 16 of the Mott's Madness tournament, it will be up. Just keep checking in with Chris Amy KMOX at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter, and you'll be able to vote in the Mott's Madness tournament. So good luck to everybody. We only have 2-1 seeds left. Katie's Pizza and Pasta got eliminated by Vito's, but we still have Dewey's.
Hey,
Dewey's is going up against crazy. Antonino's, and Emo's faces Racanelli's in the Sweet 16.
People will be interested to know that my lawyer just showed up. I've been talking about this speeding ticket.
He's not going to get you out of it. It's not even worth his time.
Well, Brad Young of Hairstyle Fisher & Young walking around Kegs and Eggs. This place is hopping. This is the best.
It really is. This is such a cool place.
And, you know, there's no rain. It's cloudy, but it's a bright cloudy.
Yeah. Well, there's no rain yet.
I'm feeling good about this. I think the highest chance of rain already passed. I'm not totally sure, but that's the weather vibe I'm getting.
Well, just be prepared for it in case. Again, it will not be a washout. Do not worry about that. There will be Cardinals baseball today. unless the weather people are wrong, and then you can blame them. So, at any rate, thank you for listening in to the broadcast today of Kegs and Eggs. Again, an annual tradition for KMOX. It is still ongoing, but we are going to step aside for Dave Glover and Kevin Wheeler. Anything you missed will be on the Odyssey app. You can go back and catch the podcast of the entire show. Amy Marks-Kors and I will be back with you tomorrow at 9 o'clock We go from 9 until noon. Then it is the Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. I'll be sitting with Mike Claiborne tomorrow.
Nice.
And we'll talk some sports. And we will have one Cardinals game in the books. This is KMOX.